Now, given a state specialization of a trans matrix, we can even assume that realization is a minimum, because if it's not a minimum, actually the computation is a little more complicated. So assume, let's say, the realization is minimum, then we can obtain a balanced realization by some simple procedures, as we describe here. First of all, you take a Cholesky factorization of P, or you can do the same Q for Q too, but let's just start with the Cholesky factorization of P, and then you got an R matrix, which is of course not singular because we assume that both P and Q are positive definite. Then you diagonalize of RQR star to get a unitary matrix of U, and then you can construct T inverse as R star U sigma minus square root of minus square root. And indeed, we can show, just plugging in T, and then we can show that actually the transformed the realization, in which case we have a transformed Gramian, controllability Gramian, observability Gramian as TPT star or T star inverse QT inverse. Okay, this is a transformed controllability Gramian, observability Gramian. They are equal to sigma, which is diagonal. And the transformed realization is actually balanced. Now, in general, if P and Q are not a positive definite, and this is very possible, you have a stable system, but the realization is not a minimum. So some of the modes not controllable, maybe not observable. Now, in that case, we can also construct a realization in such using a little more different procedures, which has been described in the book, but I'm not going to go through here, that you can always find a transformation T so that the transformed Gramians in a diagonal form, block diagonal form, and observability Gramian also in a block diagonal form. But what you notice is that there's lost blocks that are zero. Okay. For example, the last two blocks in the P matrix, transform P matrix zero, that's corresponding non-controllable part. Okay. And sigma sigma two are corresponding to the controllable part. Now the transformed Q matrix has a first part of sigma one, second part zero, and the third part sigma two, sigma three, and the last part zero. So that's corresponding to the second block and the last fourth block are not observable. And so obviously if you partition the state in four blocks, then you see the last block is block of state is not controllable, not observable, and the third block of that is not controllable and observable, and the second block is controllable and not observable, and the first block is controllable and observable. That's the part you wanted. Actually, what it means is that you can take all those parts, the second, third, fourth part, without changing the transfer functions. So, in general, you can still obtain a balanced realization by throwing away all those states that are either not controllable or not observable.